Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's Pro-Life Perspective co-host, Olivia Gans.
All week this week, we've been talking with Mrs. Mary Balsh. She is the Department of State Legislation's director. She happens to be an attorney with a great understanding of where our legislation can go to protect unborn children in America today, given the current climate of our laws. And to that end, we've been talking about a very important piece of new legislation, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, a bill that's already been passed and is now law in five states across the United States, and many other states are looking at this legislation this year. It's a piece of legislation that acknowledges what science has taught us about what is the reality of life in the womb, that unborn children are in fact capable of feeling pain and do feel pain most definitely during an abortion procedure. So, Mary, when you look at this bill, I think probably the single most powerful question that many pro-lifers sometimes ask about pro-life laws is, will it meet constitutional muster? What do you think about that in the context of having drafted this legislation for the states?
Well, the interesting thing is that our opponents have not challenged this law yet, even though it is law in five states. I think that they're afraid of the issue of the pain of the unborn child. But if it were to be challenged to the United States Supreme Court, the question is whether or not we have five justices. This is the type of bill that would present a question of first impression. This is the first time that this type of a question, does the state have a compelling interest in protecting the life of an unborn child who is capable of feeling pain? That type of question has never been presented to the court, and we do think that we have five votes for that. We do think that Justice Kennedy, for instance, would recognize that the state has a compelling interest in the life of an unborn child who is capable of feeling pain. And if we were to get this law to the United States Supreme Court, we believe that it would be upheld as constitutional and that we would be able to save the lives of unborn children who are capable of feeling pain from abortion.
Well, you and I agree that it's critical to keep the baby at the forefront of the discussion, that this unborn child, this fellow human being whose life hangs in the balance whenever an abortion is performed, is critical to the discussion. And in looking at legislation, I think we also both agree that looking at legislation that has the greatest capacity to pass and go forward is the right way to go at a time like this. We have laws that can literally stop abortion after the unborn child feels pain. No abortion can be performed in Nebraska, for instance, now, since that law has taken effect. And that makes the difference.
No abortion of a child capable of feeling pain.
Right. Thank you for correcting me on that one. But that's the key of this, is that the children are being protected. Our fellow Americans are being educated on the realities of what is happening to the unborn child. And the law is shaping the country in a better direction, in a healthy direction. Legislation is a vital part of making things happen for our country, isn't it?
Legislation is a great teacher. It allows us to talk about issues that are very important to the American people. And this particular bill, this particular piece of legislation, allows us to talk about the pain-capable unborn child. And it allows us to ask the American people, Is it the right of the state to protect the life of the unborn child who is capable of feeling pain? In the five states that already have this law on the books, the answer was very loudly and very clearly made, yes. We do not want children who are capable of feeling pain being killed by abortion. So it's a very important piece of legislation and a very important educational tool.
As always, if you want to get information about how to articulate, this is a complex issue, and I know some of our listeners may be thinking, gee, I don't know a lot about this subject. I don't understand the science. But we have it for you. ProLifePerspective.com is where you can get all of the links to all of the things you've heard about on the show. Become educated. Educate your friends, your churches, and tune in again to Pro-Life Perspective.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.